But here's my story. My best friend. Man, if you don't got one of these best friends, run out and get one. My best friend. He was awesome. We did everything together. We went to movies. We went to dinner. We had sleepovers. I changed in front of him, for God's sakes. He was my best friend. We critiqued each other's dates. We critiqued each other's relationship. It was awesome. He was all I ever wanted in a friend. He was my best friend. We enjoyed every moment we spent together as my best friend. Unfortunately, there's that time, that one time in my whole relationship with my best friend that he's not dating and I'm not dating. No weirdness. It's a Friday. We get together on a Friday when we were dating, regardless of the significant others, and we get together when we're not dating. Anyway, it's a Friday, right? So we go out, and we're having fun like we always do. Boyfriend, girlfriend, no boyfriend, girlfriend. It's my best friend. So I have no problem. For God's sake, I changed this in front of this man. He held my hair while I puked. If you don't have one of these, run and get one. He did tell me, you look fat in that outfit. And I loved him for it. It was my best friend. But he wasn't dating. And I wasn't dating. And we went out to dinner. And it was a new restaurant. And there was one bottle of wine open. Two bottles of wine open. And we get nostalgic. Remember that fat girl you dated? No, remember the ugly guy you dated? And they start laughing and joking back and forth. And we go through appetizers and we go through dinner and two bottles of wine. And out of nowhere comes, out of my mouth, hey, yeah, you know why we're still single? Because we're not together. I was joking. It was my best friend. It was no different from me telling my best friend than me telling my boss. You know why I'm single? Because I'm an idiot. It was no problem. This is the way we talked. It was my best friend. I trusted him with everything. He trusted me with everything. Everything. I changed in front of this man. I said that in a joking manner, and he retorted with another joke. We should give this a try sometime. And inside of me, and two bottles of wine later, and I know when I'm tipsy. I'm grown. I know when I'm tipsy. I was tipsy, but I thought, is he joking? Was I joking? Did I just say that? Did I just hear that? What the fuck? Like, what? So, but, I'm a comic by nature. So if you give me one joke, I'm going to give you one right back. So when he said, yeah, we should try this sometime, I said, your place or mine. Yeah, but no, we're still joking. Because, like, he's still like, you know, oh, you got something in your nose, sweetie. You know, it's not a problem. It's my best friend. But then we have dinner. And dinner's over. And appetites are over. And dessert's over. And the two bottles of wine are over. So now what? What do best friends do? If we're not ready to go home, we hit the after hours. Forget the conversation. We hit the after hours. So we hit the after hours. Well, the bottles of wine proceeded to be glasses of, I don't know if anybody knows me here. No, I'm a big Courvoisier fan. Began to get to drinks and everything. And then my best friend was driving me home. And we didn't even talk about the subject again. You know, we were just entertaining ourselves with the people watching and the drinks. And the, oh my God, I think I have to puke. And not a problem. I got you, girl. I got you. So it's no problem when he, you know, was driving me home. And I'm a little tipsy. I wasn't acting. I was a little tipsy. So he helped me inside. I don't know, out of nowhere. I turn on the radio because I'm like, you're not going home like that. He's like, you're not staying here like that. because we're both a little inebriated. And out of nowhere, I'm like, dude, I'm going to go put on my pajamas. And then he said, well, I'm just going to go change too, because it was my best friend. So he had stuff in my house, because they would, don't look at me like that. He was still my best friend. So yes, he had clothes in my house. So he goes into change. I'm already in the I left my bed shorts and my little tank top and my little, you know, ponytail up. And I have no makeup because it's my best friend. And I don't care that I'm burping and I'm belching. And out of nowhere, he comes out of the bathroom. And we're laughing and we're joking about the evening. And I hit play on my stereo. And I hear, I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh, come on. Woo, let's get it on. Damn it. Change your CDs from whatever date you were on. Because they're like, ooh, remember this? Let's get it on. And I jump up and he jumps up and we start slow dancing. And one thing leads to another. And right before, like, I know inside of me I'm giddy and I'm like, oh, it's my best friend. Like, I think we're crossing a line here. But, you know, Barry's playing and then Luther came on. Teddy came on. And it was, turn off the lights, light a candle. Let's take a shower. Yes. And if you didn't know what you were doing, the song repeated itself. I said, turn them off. So, you know, I turned them off. And I'm still inside of me. I am not so tipsy that I forget that this is my best friend. Do I want to go there? Do I not want to go there? Man, he looks so cute in his boxers. What the hell? One thing leads to another. We are comfortable with each other. We're best friends. And I say to myself in the back of my head, God forbid anything, we will still wake up and we will still be best friends. But I was nervous. It's awkward. It's somebody I never thought that I mean, it was my best friend. I lie to you not when I say I never thought of him like that. But one thing led to another. And the music was playing and two bottles of wine and God knows how many drinks later. And the cute little boxers and the cute little pajamas and the turning off of the lights and everything. And in the morning, I realized that was awesome. I'm like, oh my God. Like you try to wake up without that cheesy smile. But I don't know if I could wipe it off or not because he had the same dumb look on his face. So he's like, all right, so I'm going to go home. I'll call you later, right? Because we're best friends. And I'm like, yeah, sweetie, call me later. I'm just going to go lay back down in bed. So he's like, all right, call you later, girl. So he leaves, he gets in his car, and I watch like a dumbass. So your best friends don't do that. We just slam the door. But I watch like a dumbass, and I close the door. And I caught myself immediately after closing my door going, fuck, just happened. Oh, my God. And I'm like, that is so not me. I so respect him. That's my best friend. I don't want anything to change. I'm like, what do I do now? He knows everything about me. He knows I'm sitting here going like this. It's my best friend. So after a few hours later, because I couldn't sleep, because I'm thinking, she still smells like him. What the hell? I'm like, oh, my God. So a few hours later, I said, you know what? He's my best friend. I'm going to come out of my box, and I'm just going to do something that I don't usually do to this day. I'm 46 years old. I still don't do this. But I thought, it's my best friend, and he deserves more than that. He doesn't deserve the not seeing the excitement or not seeing the, you know, just I wanted him to know that that's how I felt because I really felt that he was feeling the same way. One thing about, and I don't want to generalize, but I know Puerto Ricans because I am Puerto Rican. One thing I didn't count on If you have a friend, a best friend, where you cross the line, and his name is Louis, chances are you're going to have more Louis on your phone. So I stepped out of my box because he deserved better than that. And I said, I'm going to send him a text because he's got to be at work. So I'm going to send him a text. And I'm going to step out of my box. And I'm not saying talk dirty, but I'm going to let him know how I felt and how great I thought the night went. So I get my phone and I text, hey, you, it's me. I just wanted to say last night was awesome. Where'd you learn that? That was awesome. I said, I had a really good time. I can't believe we did that. And I want you to know, no regrets. I loved it. He didn't text me right back, but I thought nothing of it because I thought maybe he's as giddy as I am. But then after like a half an hour, bling, the phone, and I run to the phone, and it says Louis, and I open up the text. And he said, ooh, the text said, ooh, I know what you did, and I am telling everybody. Because my other friend Louis was like the Louis that's the girl in the bunch. He's got to have the best outfit. He's got to have the last word. And he knows exactly what designer you're wearing. So it's that little gossip girl. The other Louis was that little gossip girl Louis. Unfortunately, I had not put my best friend Louis M on the phone as Louis M. So who I text was Louis B. And Louis B called. I called him back. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, dude, I got the text. I know exactly who you were with. I know exactly what you did. He's like, oh my God, I can barely contain myself. I'm telling everybody. And if you knew my friend Louis B, you knew he had already told everybody. So naturally, and I don't appear to be this because people look at me and they're like, oh yeah, she's so funny. She's so talkative. She can't shut up. I'm very shy. And it took a lot for me to send a text stating, oh my God, last night was great. No regrets. I loved it. I don't talk like that, man. If you text me the next day, I'm like, is that I? Because I'm not that open in that area. But when Louis B. said, oh my God, I could barely contain myself, I knew he had already told everybody. And that weekend, I didn't see Louis M. I go to a bar with all my friends, and Louis B.'s there. Guess what the topic of the conversation was? You slut. So, how was it? Unfortunately, hitting send caused me a best friend because, dare I say, I was never able to call Louis M again. And every text he sent, I didn't answer because I was so utterly embarrassed. To this day, there's no Louis M. He's still on my phone, but I have never been able to return a text to him because I was so embarrassed. Yeah, I get that all the time. Thank you.